Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Yeah, Birmingham, Alabama Stardome this weekend. 31, what, Sybil? 1-2. All right.
But our 31 starts in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Lauderdale, baby.
Friday Fort Lauderdale. Morning. Friday morning, we do the show from Fort Lauderdale and the Urban League Convention.
Broward Convention Center.
Yes.
Fort Lauderdale Broward Convention Center, 6 to 10 a.m.
We'll be there.
Come.
We
visit.
Will be there.
All
make
right.
Like people.
Make like people. Make like nice.
Okay, well, maybe. Some of us.
Make nice.
Okay. The toxicology report has come back on Sandra Bland, and it seems that 5 hours before she died, they say that she got some weed in jail because she was in jail.
May not be out of the realm of possibility. I don't know how those things work, honestly. But it seems as though, from what I've heard, does that make you agitated and want to kill yourself?
No, it calms you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't make any sense.
I know.
None of it makes sense. The whole thing.
You know, I don't know how weed affects someone who is suffering from clinical depression.
Yeah. Was she on medication for depression?
Well, it depends on who you ask. There are varying, you know, pages of information that have come about, but it doesn't appear.
Well, happens when you mix depression medication with weed?
Well, here's the thing: some depression medicine makes you more depressed.
Yeah.
So if she was on some sort of depression medicine, which already made her depressed, would the marijuana counteract that, or would it?
What the his and the other thing? Why would her family leave her in there for 3 days? Why didn't they get her out?
Well, you said it. Yeah. You said that.
Me and Sherry said that maybe she's the type of person that constantly calling, needing help, you know, and you help, and this is the last straw, and they left her in there. Because it doesn't make sense for a family to leave somebody like that in jail for 3 days, and it's a $500 bond. That's all they needed. It could have been wired. It could have been whatever.
Well, maybe they're not
out.
Maybe they're not prison people. Maybe they didn't know how it worked. I don't know.
You can take something to the pawn shop and come up
and
with
$500. And get $500, yeah.
Between family
it's
and
a
friends.
Reason why
I don't
they, you
know where the nearest pawn shop in Naperville, Illinois is.
You can find it. It's not
And so here's the other thing. When you wire the money, who do you wire it to?
To the jailhouse. Our bail bonds will take care. Yeah. So I heard. If you're in jail, I don't know.
You fail it to the bail bondsman. Who's going to put up the $5,000?
And who is he or she?
You call a local bail bondsman.
They're right there, right around the corner.
Okay, so you just pick one out of the book.
Yes,
they help you find more information on the bail bondsman. They're pretty much all the same.
Yeah,
you know, you all have more information on the bail bondsman than you have many of the
Yeah, well, I watch a lot of TV, and you know, all these things.
I see.
If you watch Law and Order, you can get all these things.
Get all these things.
You're not watching enough crime.
I tell you all the time.
Tell me once. You tell me.
Anything you need to know is on television. It's right there.
Yeah. I don't know this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's lawyer now is saying stupid stuff. Do you remember when his wife said that Donald Trump raped her? That got dropped, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday, they asked Donald Trump's lawyer about it, and he said, "You can't rape your spouse."
Yeah, and Bill Cosby's lawyer said he didn't rape them 49 people, so what's the point?
Yeah.
Lawyers will say anything.
Yeah, they will.
And this goes back to his first ex. This is Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Yes.
Is that the one he got played? He got busted. He got the cold busted, man. He tried to take both of his ladies on a skiing trip at the same time.
And remember,
right?
They were in different chalets. Ivanka was in one
chalet. Oh, yeah.
And they were coming down the mountain. They both met at the bottom. Oh, my God.
A player.
Just thinking about it.
They were both coming down the mountain?
They were both on different mountains, but they met at the bottom of one mountain, right? Yeah. Where, yeah. you know, like a ski lodge. Yeah. So, I get nervous just thinking about it.
That was a cold day.
Yeah.
That was a very cold day.
And this was way before all of social media knowing all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everything,
yeah,
this, man.
Is, this is way before. When you could do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And still.
Imagine walking into the lodge, right?
Yeah.
You got your ski outfit on.
Yeah.
Your skis. You're holding your pole. And you see both of your ladies sitting there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You got your cocoa.
Yeah.
You got your cocoa. Cocoa.
Is that your girlfriend or is that your beverage?
You got your girlfriend and you got your wife. Silver, you know what I'm saying?
Just a mess. Oh, my.
Ooh, just thinking about it. I'm getting sick.
That was a big mess.
Oh, remember, that was a big
how many years ago was that?
Oh, gosh,
oh this was a long time.
It was like 30
ago,
years ago.
No.
25?
No, 20? It was about 20 years ago. Cause
yeah. 20 years ago?
He married Marla Maples, right? And then they had a child together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a glass of hot ale, and you walk in there, right? Ooh.
Whoa. Ooh. Ooh. Let's just have a moment of silence here.
Yes,
I know it's twin.
Definitely.
For every player who's ever been jammed up, this is in the Jammed Up Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. This man has been jammed
yeah.
up.
This is definitely in the Jammed Up Hall of Fame. And that's when his hair went haywire, right there, man. That's when it happened right there.
Yeah, because you see the pictures from back there,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
his hair, hair is all
nice
crazy.
Hair, man.
It got crazy right after that.
You got your hot cocoa.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that hot chocolate in your pants? Or did you?
Oh, my God. Oh, here's a line. Breakfast rule.
He was jammed.
Breakfast
rule.
He was jammed up.
He was definitely jammed.
But back to Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And his lawyer.
His lawyer.
His lawyer.
Monique Pressley.
I was so impressed with her. Mm-hmm. Do you think she can get him out of this mess?
I don't know. I think
she sounded
she, will,
man, she was.
She was impressive.
She was impressive yesterday.
And her credentials are such that, and she knows.
You think
the talk to talk.
Claire, you think?
I think.
Ain't nothing gonna help him, huh?
Nothing's gonna help.
He can bring Johnny Cochran back.
Johnny Cochran back, man.
He can bring Thurgood Marshall back.
The New Yorker.
Thurgood Marshall, Johnny Cochran. He bring them both back. He's not getting out of this, Sib.
Yesterday, and I wanted to ask her about this.
The haystack out.
From then. Amos and Andy.
He
sorry.
Can't get
him. He can't get him.
Yesterday, and I wanted to ask her about this, because yesterday on the cover of the New York Daily Magazine, it was the title, America's Rapist. On the front of New York Magazine were many of the accusers, 35 of them, and they interviewed each and every one of these women.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. Individually. Not like, oh, come together and we'll all talk about this.
Yeah.
You tell me your story. This is a lot, Tom. And even if they can't go to court on the rapes or the alleged rapes themselves,
mm-hmm.
there is still going to be a lot of fallout from this. And as each media organization falls in line and does their own story on this, and being on the cover of New York Magazine, that's big.
Not even Olivia Pope can get him out of it.
Man.
Even if Shonda Rhimes writes the script.
Right. And Shonda will throw up her hands at the end of the episode and say, I can't help you.
Shonda Rhimes said, I can't even write a script to get you out of this.
I can't write this.